Hello world, it is the 28th of June, 2017. In the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America, on this wonderful, wonderful planet that we live on, I think that what we need to do is to celebrate it and celebrate the goodness that can come from us being here. As I speak about a serious time of our lives, to the webcast. Today's webcast will be a very special treat for you, and I hope that you've been listening to the other ones. I want to dedicate this webcast to one of my students, Zerix Steve Reamer, one of the best friends that I have in human life. Thank you for joining me for the webcast. Now, with such an introduction as that, you might say, what brought this on, John? Well, I was getting ready to crash my site today. I was going to shut the sucker down, not do it anymore. If you listen to I'm Free, that webcast, I just want you to know that for well over a week, about a week now, that luncheon date that I had last Wednesday really did something to me. It made me look at human beings in a way that I have never looked at them in my life. Oh, it didn't make me start to hate humans. It didn't make me change my mind and to correct my views on how I should treat humans. You see, when God made me the way he made me, I'm going to be this way. I'm going to love me some brothers. For the rest of my days, I just love me some brothers. But the brothers that I love in the conversation that I just had, the brothers that I love, African-American brothers, especially the ones from the millennials, they are in bad shape. They eat garbage. They concentrate on things that don't matter. Their mothers are practically all Democrats, and so they're government bunnies. They want to get some freebies. You know, when you grow up in a house where they're looking for freebies, or going over there and try to get some free stuff, well, that takes away the initiative of you to get a freaking job. You know, I hope that they shut down all these dang sanctuary cities. What are you doing? You're just prolonging a disaster. You don't give people stuff that they don't deserve. I never believed in that. Let me tell you something. It's years ago in the church. And, you know, a lot of women in the church and the children in the church. And they had a scholarship committee. And the rigors were kind of high because I told the women, let's keep it high because everybody can't get a scholarship. Well, when it came time at the end of the year for the scholarship, all the kids that did something, went through the programs, they got their certificates. And then after they got their certificates, they had another group. These kids didn't do nothing but sit on their duffs. I'm telling you, I know because I'm the pastor. I said, if they did have an education, you never know it. So I called in the coordinators of this scholarship committee. And it was usually the liberal women in the church that have these liberal ideas because, see, they bring their liberal ideas of government and that kind of stuff in and try to utilize the church. I had some things set up around that facility where if some women came there with children, we would take care of them by feeding them, giving them a stipend and so that they can feed their children some healthy food. 1997, I was in the process of expanding this type of thing to help the other smaller African-American and Latina American churches in the inner cities of Los Angeles because I knew that from back in 1997 to where we are now, 2017, 20 years later. We are dead. The whole church scene is dead. Done. Nothing can be recovered from that group. Absolutely nothing can be recovered. It is all gone. It is all gone. So, what do we do to preserve what's left? What do we do to move a community forward in advancement, to accomplish goals that are worth the obtaining? I know we don't have conversations like that, and that's a problem that I have with men in my community. They don't communicate enough about those important things. I had a friend of mine was over last night. We shared a bottle of wine at the log burning, and he even burned some wood without the logs. I said, oh my goodness. Anyhow, he was telling me about his son graduating from Cal State Northridge, and he was telling me about some situations in his family remaining the same. The family will not pitch in. One person in the family is working, and the other people in the family isn't working. They want a piece of the money that the person is working for, but they won't work. And I said, man, you grew up just the way that I grew up. You know what the Bible says. If a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. What are you doing paying a fool? What are you doing buying somebody food? And the fool has never worked in his life. I don't understand it. Don't say you're a humanitarian. No, you're not. You don't. Number one, you don't know the first thing about the nurturing of a man, because you're handicapping him. And most black men have been handicapped by their mothers for years. My baby. What? Your baby? Oh, no, 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 no. And now I'm curious to find out why that man left you, mama. He must have had good damn reason to leave you. You thought that you were capable. Hey, let me talk with that group of women now that was talking that trash when I was pastoring the church. It takes two people to raise a family. No, it don't. It take one. A person that's determined to do the right thing. But when you got somebody thinking like a patsy, see, giveaway cities, free cities, go get free stuff. Hey, let me tell you something. Let me tell you why I like America. Okay? No, let me tell you why I love America. And please don't get this twisted. Some of you people listening to me for the first time, I am a black man. I'm black. I'm not a white man, I'm not Hispanic, I'm not Asian. I am an African American, or whatever you want to call me. 73 years old. Brain's always going and thinking. I never wanted anything free. We had a few programs at our churches, and I said, it is appearing to me that there will be more people in need of things, so those of us that have nice things at home, bring them here so that we can give them away. Do you know what those people did? The church members would come to the Helps Ministry Day and try to take the stuff that is brought in for the needier families and take it home for themselves. If you've ever heard of anything so damn ridiculous in your life, that's church people. So you can tell where my frustration comes from. My frustration comes from if someone is trying to obligate you to living a moral, decent life and trying to help you along the way, that help is temporarily at best. But like I was saying, I like the Trumpites, because they say, make America great again. Yeah, make America that when that national anthem is played. See, if you don't like the way it's played, this is what I tell you. And I'm just going to tell you this right now. When that national anthem is played and you don't want to, you know, Kirkpatrick or whatever his name was, I don't mind him having his own view. He can have that. But when that song is played, and you have $100 in the bank, and you got a credit line of $1,000 on that credit card, check it out. You can't go to practically any other country in this world and get a credit line for a free credit card with $1,000 on it, only in America. And you know what? You can lie and use up the credit card and use all the money, and they're not going to try to get the money back because they got entrepreneurs out there putting millions of dollars out trying to sell their American business. But the reason that I love the Trumpites and what they're saying, make America great again. Because America becomes great again once we start thinking like isolationists. Now, I want you to hear me. You say, well, you're a Christian. You're not supposed to think. Yeah, I'm supposed to think isolationist. I think isolationists around my house. I don't be giving up everything. No, hell no. My friends, my family, hell no. What's the matter with you? You want that? Yeah, you really do. Yeah. Get your butt up and go out there and you know, I've been working since I was 18 years old. What the hell is your problem? See, I'm just giving it to you in the real. I remember I went to visit a church about a year ago on this side of town where I live. And a young man, 20 years old, stood up and told the pastor and the congregation, it was an AME church. And he said, I'm leaving and I'm going back home to Mississippi because I can't find a job. The pastor seemed to be outraged and said, boy, you speak to me before you leave. And the pastor was going to try to get him a job. And no. See, what the boy should have been doing is not listening to clerics. If you've been in that church that long and still didn't find no job, and that cleric did not manifest the job for you, then he's a fake cleric. Make America great again. Get next to a protege and a mentor that will help each other, that love each other, that is for something advancing, that is for something being better than it was before. That's what Trump's talking about. And all you Democrats died in the wool. And you're all mad because that wench Hillary with her lying ass husband, Bill Clinton and the Bill Clinton Foundation, those swindlers and crooks. Haven't you had enough of that crap? What, they opened up the coffers and gave everything away. Now, wait a minute. So there's a lot of white people now saying we don't want that stuff no more. And the black people are trying to call them racist. They're not racist, fool. They don't want to give the stuff in America away anymore. They are thinking like isolationists. And we have enough weaponry that we don't need to be in these packs and allies with everybody else. Let these countries start lifting up their own people. Just the way that America did. Now, for those of you that don't want to stand during the national anthem... Yeah, I wonder. You know, National Anthem has more than one verse to it. I don't know whether you knew that. You know, we all know the first one. Oh, say, can you see? By the dawn's early light, the twilight's last gleaming. What? What you see? Wait a minute. The bomb bursting in air? What did that do for you? That gave proof through the night. Now, they're talking about a revolution. Some fighting was going on. He says some fighting was going on. What? Why? Because it was at Fort Sumter, I believe it was, when the main fight took place against Great Britain in this country, and we wanted freedom. Well, you know that lady's name, right? That put that flag together? It was round, had 13 colonies, 13 stars on it, and it was in a circle. And we didn't have the 49 states yet. They didn't, no, not yet. We were on the way. But if you listen to that, it says the bomb bursting in the air, man, gave proof through the night that the flag was still there. Now, who was making that statement? Francis Scott Key wrote that because a lot of American prisoners during the Revolutionary War were locked up in jail for freedom. They said, we're going to be free from England. We ain't paying these taxes. We're not going to be letting you enslave us, bringing us over here, doing all that crap to us. So if you knew the words to the Star Spangled Banner and what they meant, now if you black, you say, well, that didn't mean me. Yes, it did. You part of this country too. That's the problem in this country. But if you part of this country, you need to be acting like a true black citizen in this country instead of like an alien. I told a friend of mine, I told him, I said, yeah, man, I've gone full vegan. I saw that. I told you about that movie, What the Health, on Netflix. And my friend said, oh, I'm glad that you finally got. I said, yes, I eat nothing. I eat no more meat. These fools are trying to kill you, people. They're killing your children. If you have a child this day and you raise him on McDonald's, Burger King, these chicken sandwiches, all this stuff, by the time that child is 40 years old, he will be developing cancer lymph nodes in his body from the stuff that they're injecting in these animals today. That's how they get rid of generations. See, the reason that I didn't get cancer or my family didn't get cancer, because we all ate at the kitchen table. We didn't go to no damn McDonald's to get no dinner. That's the biggest lie anybody can tell you. Oh, you don't have to cook. You can go get that. No, you lazy wench. You're supposed to get in the kitchen and cook. That's why I told people when I was a pastor, if you're a wife and you got children and your husband's going to work, you got enough to do to keep your hands filled. But you know what they do. They looking at Sally, Wally, and Jally, and they talking about fashion and all that other kind of crap. I wouldn't be with none of these women. They all look like a bunch of made-up, overstuffed zombies. And the men don't look like they have enough gumption to know what it means to be a man, because they all want to cry. So when you hear the Trumpites say, let's make America great again, why don't we stop playing, these stupid games with ourselves? You know what he's saying. He a dude just like me. He's sick of it too. See, and when you get sick of it and you have the politics, you can control that. And that's very important in the life of a president of the United States. He has to control these situations. So I like the way he's handling things right now. I like that. Let's make America again the way she used to be. They gave everybody a chance that would work hard for it to get there. You know, I didn't, my children and my wife and I paid for their education. They did not advance through affirmative action. I told them, I'm your parents and I'm going to affirm your action. We're not going to let the Black Caucus. Did you see what the Black Caucus did? President Donald Trump invited the Black Caucus to meet with him for their second historic meeting under his presidency. They refused to come out talking about they don't like his language. You know what? I wouldn't invite those lying scoundrels another day. See, they just want something for nothing. And he told them, when you come back to the table, come back with some solutions instead of your handout, because that's all they did. And see, and most of these black politicians, what were they before they were black politicians? Black pastors. And that's the worst kind of fool you're going to find. Somebody that's trying to make some money for itself. I want you to stop living like you don't know what's going on. Black folk have always been scandalous for trash like this. And then to justify with your hands on your hip and let your backbone slip, I'd have slapped the hell out of you. Stupid clowns. You know, and then you come against the black radio people that are trying to help you, like Larry Elder. Larry Elder grew up in this city just like I did. Great family, mom and dad. Not no conservative ideas. Ideas that a citizen would have of civility. Oh, you just don't like black people. No, he's not that small in his brain to equivocate to the color of somebody's skin. That's what your mama put in you, because the silly woman couldn't go no further than that. Remember, I'm a black man, so you can't sue me. You can't sue me for telling you the truth. And I hope that some of my white friends, if they're still my friends, listening to me, will know that I don't hold no punches. I want to make America great again, too. Now, one way to make it great again is to understand that Latina, Mexico, and South America got a hell of a lot to do with this country, and you're not going to run them out. They're going to come, and they're going to take over through multiplication processes. Black people don't make babies no more. And I wouldn't, shit. The babies couldn't do anything. They're just being born to die. Look at our children. Look at the black babies that are born. And you see it in the Latino community too. Fat. Obese. Fat. What are you feeding them all this junk for? Feed them some broccoli and some string beans and a little rice. Steam it. Give them that to eat. Don't put no salt and all that stuff in there. Raise healthy human beings. Cook and plant your own food. And so you will not become accustomed to buying that crap. You know what? I went by a fat burger in my community after I became a vegan because I got real hungry one day. You know, when you first get off that meat, you have these cravings for about 2 weeks. So I'm in the middle of my cravings. And it doesn't feel good. I'm telling you the truth. I'm 73. I want me a hamburger. That's what my stomach is saying. I want me a hamburger. Wait, let me take a quick pause. I got to check something. So, obviously, you can hear in my voice that I'm perturbed concerning the situation that is confronting our country, our nation. There's too much race talk between our population instead of letting the population carry their own opinion about their lifestyles. All right, listen, if you grow up in a black household, you probably will not have a picture of President Donald Trump on your mantle. But if you grow up in a black household, you probably still have the original picture of President Obama in 2008 when he was elected the first black president of the country. Some of you not only had that picture, you got a picture of Dr. Martin Luther King, and you got a picture of Malcolm X, and you got all these black people. Now, this is how you came up, black man. That's who gave you hope and ambition. Now, I got my white neighbors, grew up in the same country that you in. Yeah, their ancestors came over here. They had white privilege. So what? If you had black privilege, don't you think you'd take it and utilize it? Come on, tell the truth. Yes. So why are you feeling indifferent about what they did? Well, I don't want them to have the Confederate flag anymore. Why are you messing with them? Why don't you develop a flag of your own and then live under that? Now, there ain't nothing like the red, white, and blue. Because when they raise that thing up and they start doing the national anthem, and wherever I am, I stand up and put my hand over my heart. And if you don't like it, you can do whatever you can with that. You know what? And it's going to get to the place one day when some of you slow-minded individuals that are not thinking beyond a newscast, I'm going to try to talk about this country, and somebody's going to come and put a boot right in your face. And I wouldn't mind them. Because you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I heard a story. It is a Muslim man whose daughter was on a track team here in the Southern California area. And he came from a country where he was raised under Sharia law. Well, his daughter had to run for the track team, and she didn't have a adequate pair of tennis shoes, and so one of the coaches bought her a pair of tennis shoes. And the Muslim father was talking with him about American policy, and the American father said, "What you doing here?" He said, "What? What are you doing in America?" He said, "Because most people are here because of freedom." Now, you know, and this is a black man talking with a Muslim man. See, and a black man can talk about freedom because I know what freedom is. I know what freedom is. See, you can look at a situation. Y'all need to listen to Pastor John, because these punks and pimps you listening to in these things called churches today are just after your money and going to the beach with their family on a summer weekend. I'm just telling you the truth. You don't know how many summers I try to shut the church down for the entire summer to give everybody a break from religion, but to live. Now, greatest country in the world. Yes, we attack other countries. Yes, our foreign policy is treacherous. Yes, we have politicians such as the Clintons and the Reagans who've been conniving and doing that stuff. You know it. Every 8 years or so, we go through it again. Hatred spewing from these people. But you forgot, because when we all together and we all indifferent to everybody, when that national anthem, ton, 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 you need to go back to what that was about. Now, I know, I'm going to take you back. It was way back into the 1700s. And I know they was bringing my people over here like that, but I don't live in the past. See, this is 2017, and some of y'all living in the past. Some of you Negroes need to really get with it, because you living in the past. Don't nobody give a damn about the suffering that your family went through. Don't nobody give a damn about how poor you were. Don't nobody show enough want to hear your mama running her mouth about what she think life is. I think that's one of the worst things the white people hate about us, is that our women get out there running their mouth like a bunch of Cracker Jack alligators, looking stupid as all get out, and try to do it in the name of Jesus. Now, you can talk about me talking about a woman all you want to. You know that when the black man was kicked out of the house, when the power was taken from him and given to the woman because she's on the welfare rolls and he couldn't work. See, they said, well, you got to get a job, boy. Now, he's out there trying to get a job to compete with the white boys. The white boys are not going to make no job competable so he can do that. I just saw my neighbor leave his house. He's a white guy. He lives in a house that one of my neighbors was black owned. And I used to tell my neighbor, I said, you know what? You better straighten up, boy, because the way these white people going to do, they coming back. Well, he came right back and moved in his house. There's whites moving all in this neighborhood. Every morning, and some days when I ride my bike, I see white people walking their little babies. And this is in South Central. South Central. It's looking like Europe over here. I don't know who these people are. I spoke with a couple of them, and they said, we can't afford to buy the houses west of the 405 freeway. So we coming here where you all are. Now, guess who's losing their homes? Black people, whose daddy worked for the city or the county or whatnot for years. Daddy lost it for whatever reason. Daddy got put out, whatever. And you know what? Wait, this is what really gets me. I got brothers in prison now for 25 years for getting caught with a joint on them, a marijuana cigarette. And those brothers, 25 years, because at that time, marijuana was illegal. Now it's legal. Why you still got them brothers in prison? What happens? Let's make America great again. Let's take another look at this law. Everybody smoke. I smoke sativa at times. It helps me with my depression and arthritis. I'm not thinking about what you think, because I don't live for you. You don't live for me. I'm just talking about what's legal, what is not legal. Now, if I was all cramping up the way I usually do, because as I get older, my body be going through cramps. I remember years ago when my pastor used to get ill, I used to talk to him, man, you need to smoke some marijuana. Oh boy, what you trying to do, get me thrown in jail? I said, I'm sorry. I just thought that I mentioned it because it would tighten you up quick. Now, this is what some of you listen to me. See, there's certain chemicals in that sativa that works well with us. And some of you, I have a friend of mine. He has no business being around that. He can just smell a little bit of the soap and he just, ugh. Some people can't mess with that. But that's the way it is with anything. America's great again when you know your place. See, your place isn't the other person's place. These young men around here, they're always talking big time, you know, what they're going to be, what they're going to do, and how they're going to do it. And what's your plan? See, I'm here in the big house. I'm sitting in the front part of the house. I'm waiting on them to come and sit down and talk. You know, you can come and sit down and have a talk with me. One of them told me he was having his resume redone. I said, for what? You ain't ready to get serious? Before I'd have a resume filled out for a job, I'd be going from door to door asking somebody, do you need some help? See, that's the way. You know, one of the boys told me, oh, you don't do that anymore. They don't know who you are. They still don't know who you are after you fill out that resume. You just going to try to put down a whole bunch of stuff to make you look good. First thing is they ought to ask you in the interview, have you ever been late to a job? And do you believe in working overtime to close the place up without any extra benefits? That's how I moved up in my job. They said, John, you pretty well understand how Gym Products works? Yes. You know how to set the alarm and everything? Yes. Well, we don't have anything to pay you now, but can you stay and lock up and make sure everything? Yeah, I got you. Now, why did I do that with no extra money? Why didn't I ploy for extra money? Because that was what made America great. That was the job that I was working at. That provided security for me. You don't have to get paid. I don't do nothing. Let them stop listening to your mammy. Stop listening to her. She's nuts. Oh, I know she got the degrees because she's the one with all the credentials now, right? And you want to know what that leads to? It leads to Rita Walters. That's what it leads to. Or Maxine, is that her name? Maxine Waters, that's it. See, you want a woman like that? First of all, the wig. I agree with the Trumpites. Change wigs or do something because you fake. And we need to impeach him. You didn't scream you need to impeach Obama. And you don't even know whether he was rightly so a citizen of the country. You didn't want to hear nothing against Obama. And man, I saw the most disgusting picture of my president on one of these websites where they had him. It looked like he was playing tennis. I hope that was a... But they had his butt blown up and they trying to show his underwear and everything. You decrepit, filthy individuals. And that man is filthy rich. He ought to sue everybody that put that thing up there like that. You don't have the right to bescathe anybody's name like that. But these people in this country think, see, we need to make America great again. Start penalizing the Assaholians. Now you figure out what I'm saying. I haven't changed my strut in the middle of my style. But the problem is there's not enough men in America that speaks like men. You patronize this foolishness, and the next thing I know, when they come to take you away, you're going to get right on the bus and say, well, I hope they're going to give us lunch. I didn't eat yet. You probably be the one for lunch. I can't eat these Pringles. I better... leave alone until I finish this webcast. I've been 4 hours in the making, wondering how I'm going to tell you this, and then I was going to shut my damn website down. Because when I found out what the church people did and how they really felt about me, I've lost a confident level with anybody that calls himself led by the Spirit of God and can harbor such erroneous feelings towards me. I can't help it because I think on my feet. I don't need anybody to tell me what to say, why I have to say it. I've never been that way. No true Aquarian would admit to stupidity, because they're not. We are very aware of where we are and what's going on. We are naive because our end goal is everyone's happiness. Well, that's me. It hurt me what that guy told me about what those guys at the church felt about me. I know I haven't spoken with you since that cast. It hurt me deeply. It hurt me deeply. If that's what it was intended for, it worked. It hurt me deeply. That's why I didn't want to do this webcast. I wanted to stop. I said, oh no, these people, they don't want to hear reality. And then my protege, I called him because I wanted to ask him a question about a clip that was up that took place in Gardena, his city that he lives in. Gardena is a smaller incorporated city within Los Angeles. And Maxine Waters was speaking there, and her crowd didn't come to hear her. And basically, Trump's crowd showed up. And it was kind of funny because they started saying things that this is our sidewalk, this is our thing. And I got kind of a kick out of it. I was talking with Zerichs about it. I said it didn't incite me in anything. I know how people are, because everybody's choosing what's theirs. You can't say something is yours until you've created it and developed it. And that's another thing about black people. Just because some movie star has a baby don't mean you're going to have a baby. God, I've never seen anything so pandemically ignorant in my life. That shows you how deep your own individual thinking processes have been distorted. Stop thinking about Jay-Z and Beyonce and those bastards they had as children, because they're going to grow up to be just as fallacious as their parents are. And if you know anything about people that live like that, you wouldn't want to live next to them. I recall it was a well-known preacher, very well-known in this city, and he had a beautiful home up in the hills. And I knew because one of my members that was a member of my church lived right next to him. And she would tell me about the sounds that would, you know, come from his house in the middle of the night. Sounds of anxiety, of anguish. And I said, no. And he said, yes. And I remember when this preacher died, there was a scream that came up from the floor of so many churches in Los Angeles, because half of the male choir members thought that they had contracted AIDS from him. Because in order to be in this fool's choir, you had to give up, you know what I'm talking about. One of our best known exegetes performed his service, gave the eulogy, I guess you can call it, and all of that. And I said, how in the hell could he bring himself to do that? Knowing what this man was. Knowing it. Oh, and please don't get it twisted. When I was a pastor, I had passions. A hell of a lot of them. A lot. And some of those passions are still with me. But I'll be damned if I'm going to carry out those passions at the expense of the people and at the expense of what I was called to do in ministry. That's what made me upset about what I was told a couple of weeks ago, because they used me in that church. And I'll never be used by nobody like that. My naivete was that when you say you love me, I believed you meant it. And if you didn't, you were just using me for what you can get. I am now living to make sure you get nothing. Because if you don't work for it yourself, you don't have a right to it. That's why I agree in Donald Trump's America. Let's make America great again. Take all the free shit off. Excuse my French. I know some of you don't like to hear me talk like that, but that's the only thing that's going to cure our country. You know, in summertime, I get my magazine from AAA, you know? Westways. Yeah, it's a nice little magazine. I get my little magazine and I look through it and it tells me about where all the events are in Southern California. And since I'm retired, I got my little car. All I have to do is jump in this car, make a sack lunch. Excuse me. Get some fruit and some vegetable stuff. And go on. Oh, by the way, for those of you that are looking for a job, AAA has in their magazine, "We're hiring. Apply to join our team today." See, now here it is. And I got some people over here that need a job. Now, do you think they're going to go down there and it's, I'm going to see right after this webcast. I'm going to say, I hear you trying to make out a resume for him. Huh? Well, they're hiring. All you got to do is go down there. Now, how are you going to show up for the interview? Because you got to dress for success in this society. Make America great again. You can't go in there looking like a fool. Well, this is the way I wear my hair. I said, well, you don't wear your hair like that here. You're going to wear your hair like the other people that work here. And don't come here telling us what you're going to do, because you're not going to work here like that. That's the way a man talks to you. I can do anything I want to. No, you out of your... Please. What have some of you adults done to your children? What have you done to get them to think such ludicrous behavior like that is going to be extolled? Yeah, we are hiring. Let me see, what does this say? Are they just hiring to, let me see, scrub the floors? So we're looking for talented and enthusiastic individuals to become team members. And we offer competitive compensation and benefit packages, paid training, and exciting career opportunities. You could become a contact center representative, a travel agent, an auto, home, and life insurance sales agent, an insurance claims professional, information technology professional. AAA would not exist without the thousands of employees that support the millions of members who gives us their loyalty and trust. That's an organization that made America great, and they'll make it great again when they continue to hire people that know what it's about. Now, I'm going to go out there and show this to some people looking for a job, and I'm going to say, flip the application, go down and turn in your application to them live and see how they look at you. And you pick up a prairie view on whether you could show up every day and work at a job with decent people. Because some of these millennials think, oh, I can just think and do anything I want to do and go. No, you ain't got nothing going for you but a pink slip. You know what a pink slip is? That's when they get rid of you. Man, I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. Well, let me say this. I'm about done with this webcast. I'm going to continue to make them. This wasn't severe. God bless you. Those of you that believe in what I'm doing, try to write me, all right? Write me and tell me that you believe in what I'm doing. Say, John, I believe in what you're doing, man. Keep doing it. Because if you do, then there will be a reason. If you do, there will be a reason that I would have to entrust myself to you too. And then, because you let me know that you're listening and what I said made sense. Because I talked with another man and he agreed with me 100% while I was talking with this other black man. He agreed with me 100%. And he has children. And I told him, man, you better raise them kids with an iron broom, man. Because these people out here today, man, they are living in zone off land. I don't know where they're coming from. But anyhow, enough said, enough. Thank you for giving me 45 minutes of your time. This is Pastor John from the Lucy Coleman Studio, your internet pastor, saying thank you for praying for the encouragement for me to continue to tell you the truth. Follow your heart. Follow what God is saying to you. You don't have to ask a pastor about nothing but the way out. All right? Chill.